I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on November 6th, 2023 at 9:31 a.m. Lou Rocha, Eric Fries, Charles Boffman.
Here.
Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Bart Peterson.
Here.
Seth Myers.
Here.
There he is. Mark Harris.
Here.
Amber Jones.
I'm here.
Shana Ganatra.
Here.
All right. Number three, declaration of conflicts of interest. Anybody have any of those? All right, hearing none. Going on to number four, I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for October 2nd, 2023.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of October 2nd, 2023.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for October 2nd, 2023. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
And I abstained because I wasn't there.
Okay.
Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes for October 2nd, 2023 have been approved. We can see right there we've got Google Meet in December and then obviously our January in-person for elections and then meet again in February. Everybody good with those? All right. Number six, review, discussion, possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We have nothing to review on that. Number seven, I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Bart. I move to ratify the consent agenda as presented.
This is Chuck. I second.
Moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Number eight, review considerations, possible actions on applications for licensure. We have an initial disclosure from, oh boy.
Yeah.
Kelly Capobianco. Ms. Capobianco, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you would like to express anything further to the board at this time, now would be the time to do so, please.
I think I'm all set.
Okay. All right. Just like to give the opportunity for people to speak if they would like to.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the initial application for Kelly Capobianco.
Cheryl, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Kelly Capobianco. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the initial application for Kelly Capobianco is approved. Ms. Capobianco, do you have any questions of the board at this time?
I do not. Just thank you all very much for your time.
And we thank you for your disclosure on your application. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Letter B, Ryan Murakama Salama. Ms. Murakama Salama, do you have anything for the board? Are you on the call?
I am on the call. No, sir.
Okay. I would entertain a motion regarding Ryan Murakama Salama.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the renewal of license ATR 009223.
This is Bart. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the renewal application for Ryan Murakami Salama. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the renewal application for Ryan Murakami Salama has been approved. Do you have any questions of the board at this time?
No, thank you for your time, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your disclosure. Number nine, reviews.
Mr. Chair, just a question. So these individuals, they have to continue to disclose this on upcoming renewals?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I think it may depend upon how the question on the renewal application is worded.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, number nine, review, discussion, possible actions, board business, and reports. Shana, you are up.
Thank you, Mr. Frias. Under 9A, update on replacement of board members, I do not have any new updates since last month, other than I just continue to follow up to see where we are at with the replacement. So I will just continue to follow up on that. And next meeting, I'm hoping I'll have some news or something more.
Thank you.
Okay, no questions. I'll move on to 9B, update on matters related to fingerprinting as it relates to ARS 32-4128. So last we spoke, I was coordinating efforts to push this matter forward to the governor's office, and I've coordinated with us other executive directors who have been impacted by the fingerprinting requirements, and we've gone to the governor's office. We've submitted communication to them, and we're hoping to set up a meeting. We continue to follow up. I got some news, with the assistance of the association. They've also been doing their advocacy as well. I've gotten some news back from one of the DPS liaisons who is working on the matter, but we have yet to schedule a meeting. Our hopes is that we can push forward either an executive order or something of the sort, just to ensure that we are continuing to be in compliance and we're allowing our licensees and protecting the public to follow through with the statute. As well as I should update that we are continuing to accept the fingerprint clearance cards and ensuring that all applicants moving forward have a fingerprint clearance card. Any questions? Okay, then I will move to 9C, Executive Director's Report. Under 1, Financial Review, I provided the most up-to-date review in the packet, the board materials, and no big expenses. Everything is just pretty standard to what we conduct business on, and we're still in the black, as usual. Okay. Then I'll move on then to 9C2, which is review of recent board staff activities. Amber and I continue with the hybrid model of in office and working from home with communication by phone and email. As far as Thentia goes, we are now live on the Thentia platform. I updated the board website to provide communication as to how to access, if you're a current licensee, how to access the portal. It's just a how-to guide. I'll plan to send that out in a mass email as well, and coordinating with the association so that they can also provide communication surrounding how to activate your account with Thentia with plenty of time so that you can renew your license.
Shana, previously the old system would send out like a reminder email. Is that something that Thentia will be doing?
Yes, it's a great question. So Thentia did inform us that that's the same process, that they would send out a 60-day and a 30-day reminder. Now, of course, we just have to keep in mind that this is a new system to us, and so those are automatic reminders, but we want to ensure that they're processing properly, so we will continue to monitor that and audit it. But that is what they've informed us, that just go out. And we've tested it as well. But of course, that was in the test environment. So,
I know personal experience, like I haven't received a renewal reminder. So,
okay.
I mean, I posed a question earlier, you know, if the site was back up running, because I didn't check the AZATA website and I didn't check the ABAT website to see if it was back running. You know, we had received like a communication that it was down, but we didn't receive a communication that was back functioning.
So right.
I wonder if we can send something out, because people like me rely on those email reminders. We're going to have a lot of reinstatement applications coming because people didn't remember to process the renewal. So if we could send out another blast or something.
Right.
For the AZATA.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate that. I'd mentioned that earlier that I was actually working on communication. So I'm going to coordinate with Mr. Mesman as well, and he'll send out something on his end and I'll send out something on mine to inform the licensees of how to access that it's up and running. You know, if they have any questions, they can contact us as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll look into that. I'm not entirely sure why you didn't get that renewal reminder, but if that's a system issue, then we'll correct it. And sometimes though, it does go into spam. I don't know if you've attempted to check, or sometimes emails block. Plenty, we've noticed that block plenty, just like Salesforce in the past. If you have an like an educational email, or sometimes work emails block them. But it could also be a system error, so we'll take a look into that.
Thank you.
Shana, this is Bart. Does the Pentia system work right now totally? Because if you go in and search for, say, current licensees, we don't show up. So if someone were to make a complaint, they can't make a complaint because the current licensee aren't showing up.
Okay, now we've addressed that, and it should be. So I'm not sure if something might have gone awry, but I'll take a look into it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the info.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know there'll be some bumps and hiccups along the way, but we'll continue to address it. All right, so then I will move on then to 9Z3, which is review, discussion, and possible action related to AAC R449-203C. So during our blackout period, we actually came across a few applicants that submitted applications or wanted to or attempting to submit, and we identified that they were outside of the 14-day period. And what I mean to say is that's based on the AAC R449-203C, which states a licensee shall submit the renewal application and fees to the board office at least 14 days prior to the expiration date of the current license. And just looking historically back, we were noticing, board staff was noticing a trend of individuals who were submitting day of their expiration, day prior to their expiration, which doesn't follow the rule that is written. And so board staff, we wanted to bring it to the attention of the board members and chair to determine if that's something you would like to see in the future, if it's not being abided by, or if communication had been provided to my predecessor in the past, that's something, you know, to continue operations, to approve applications, you know, with that in mind, that those individuals were not submitting within the 14-day timeframe they were submitting after their license, or prior to their license expiration, but after the 14-day timeframe. So I'm bringing it up for a discussion to see if it's something we'd like to take into account and bring up in the future.
So this was a rule adopted during COVID?
This rule, I apologize, I don't know the history, but it is a rule that is within our rules that states that the licensee must submit 14 days prior to their expiration date.
But Shana, as the trend, how many applications are you getting that are not within that 14-day time period? I'm sure significant, which is why you brought it to our attention, but.
Right. We identified one in particular during blackout, but that is what allowed us to kind of make that determination. And looking back historically, it's quite a few that we're seeing. I would say maybe every other. Amber, I'm not sure if you'd like to speak upon it further.
Yeah, well, at least I get at least 10 or 20 every month.
the day before they expire, or at least a couple of days before they expire.
That's why we and need the email reminders.
Yeah, they were getting the email reminders.
Yeah.
And what's the current quote-unquote penalty for submitting, not submitting prior to 14 days?
Well, I think that that's something we were hoping, board staff was hoping to make that determination with the board. Okay. Is if that's something you'd like us to bring individual on case-by-case basis, or, you know, how you'd like to handle it.
Is this a legal question?
Well, it is if you have a legal question, in that this is the rule, and there tends to be this this lag of a small percentage of your licensees. And so how do you want to address it? I think one of the things that Shana and Amber are concerned about, just consistency. And is it something like if they're, you know, a week late, 2 weeks late, is that something that you want to see? If it's more than a month late, are those the ones you want to see? Is there a way to do some Chamber of Commerce communication to the stakeholders to let them know about this rule and this requirement? I think that one of the things, and I don't know if there's any historical knowledge on the board, if this issue has come up in the past, because it isn't a new rule. It's not a COVID, kind of rule. And I think, again, Shana kind of, still kind of figuring things out a little bit, just wants to make sure that she's not misstepping.
Sure.
I'm sorry, What was the penalty? Did I miss that part?
Well, what you'd have to do, though, if you wanted to get there, would be to say, okay, you're late, you're in violation of this rule. Let's open up a complaint. Let's give them an opportunity to respond to that. And then what do you want to do with it? You know, does something like this rise to opening up a complaint? And if so, is it after 30 days? Is it after, 1 day? Those are the types of things I think. And Shana, I don't want to misspeak at all, so let me know.
No, that's helpful, Ms. Park. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. And I don't know, Bart, if you have any recollection on this issue.
In the last 12 years, we've not even remotely discussed this.
Yeah.
Ever.
So, yeah. So maybe it was a thing that, staff just never, and Amber, I'll defer to you as well. Maybe it was just something that they just processed and it never came, to your attention. But this is something that, Amber?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, some of them come in late, but, I'm efficient and I usually get them out on time. So I really don't have a complaint about that, but it was just, we got an overflow of paper applications during that blackout period because people were waiting till the last minute. That's all.
And then maybe that's the answer, that, given the change in software programming, you just say, we'll give everybody kind of a pass that came in during this transitional period. But Shana, if this is a issue, an ongoing issue, then maybe bring it back to the board for further consideration.
Yeah, I would say let's kind of keep track of this over the next couple of months to see, what the stats are of people who are doing a day before, day of, or, even the ones that are past the 14 days late.
Shana, Mr. Stark has his hand raised.
Yeah, I see that. Mr. Stark, I was just messaging you. If you could please just wait till call to the public, and we'd be happy to take any questions or concerns.
So I would agree with Chuck. Not that I don't want to act on this, but at the same time, it sounds like maybe we just had a little influx just because of the the new system. So let's see what that, if everybody's all right with that, let's see what that looks like over the next month or two, just to see if that continues. And then I think we need to act upon it at that time.
Sure.
I agree, but I also think we need to send out a communication just to make people aware of the rule that,
for sure.
And then we'll track it and see if that helps Amber and Shayna at all.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Given the fingerprint and the change in system, I think it's a window we need to leave open for right now.
Yep. Are you, Amber and Shayna, are you guys all right with that?
That's a good plan. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't want to put undue burden on you by any means.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent.
So let's just table that. I guess just keep it. Well, obviously for future agenda items, we'll keep it on that. But for now, we'll just table.
And just to clarify, Chair, board members, you'd like us to just monitor. We'll send out some communication just to recap. And then we'll bring it up at maybe the next or next after board meeting just to determine if how it's looking moving forward. Okay. Excellent.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, then I will move on to 9C4, which is statistics. We currently have 907 licensees active. And then we have 4 active consent agreements, and the next item is due in a few days on November 8th. So it'll be at the next board meeting.
Right. Okay. To what do we attribute our slight decrease in licensees? Any ideas?
So we calculate that based on our sales. We were previously calculating on Salesforce data and then adding in the items from our current data for those that are initials or that are reinstatements. So we were just going from that data basis, and I believe it's possibly because we're still waiting on fingerprint clearance cards.
Okay.
Some of those initials and reinstatements haven't been processed. As well as we're getting onto the Thentia data system now. So some of those numbers may look a little wonky, but we're trying to get into alignment. So thank you for asking.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. We will go on to number 10. We'll just call to the public. So Mr. Sark, if you would like to speak, please.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to say something. It goes back to the renewal process. I am one of those people who didn't make it within the 14-day window. I also have been an athletic trainer here since, 94? And I honestly didn't know that I had 14 days. Ignorance or not reading it is not an excuse. But what I was going to ask is on our renewal, it says when our license expires. But if there is something on there that says that our paperwork needs to be in by a certain time, that just puts it onto my calendar of I need to have it in before October 6th when my license expires. So that means the middle of September, I'm more aware of that than just thinking that I needed to have it in by October 6th.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Any other call to the public? Mr. Messman, I see that you are online, I think.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I love Mr. Freeze that you always make sure that you call me out during these meetings, so make sure that I have a comment here. Actually, I did want to say quickly thank you to the board staff during this transition and the time frame. There have been an influx of questions from licensees and members of the AZATA. We've been trying to field some of those questions and then also provide them with best recommendations as they move forward. Shane, I look forward to working with you on kind of a communication to all licensees and members. And I hope that we can clear up many of these concerns and questions and maybe an FAQ with that communication. So whatever we can do and be of assistance, I think that communication is necessary at this time. And I also appreciate the information that is now on the website on how to access Thentia and, you know, communication moving forward. As I mentioned to Shayna in a conversation we had that trying to get ahead in the upcoming months to remind licensees and members of the AZHA to access Thentia early rather than waiting to then get access. That may also pose an issue with any of the emails or communication coming across. So look forward to assisting you all and appreciate all the work as change is difficult.
Thank you, Mr. Messman. Any other public on the line? All right, future agenda items. So obviously put this one on there. Keep the
9C3.
Yep. Yep. And then keep the replacement board members on there. Anybody else have anything else for further agenda for future agenda items?
Just update us on the fingerprints and the Thentia.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nobody else? Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 9:57 a.m.
This is Chuck. I move to adjourn 9:57 Central Time. Mountain Time.
Cheryl, a second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 9:57 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Baughman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, this meeting is adjourned.